good afternoon, commissioners. Got one main project that we had scheduled here that you guys all got included in with your packet, and one other additional item that I'd like to take care of today. The first items that were in your packet was a rezone application by Everwhite LLC for the property that is known as the Travel Driver Pit. Shraver, gravel, gravel. Yes, one of those. It's a gravel pit, which is located just north of town here. The applicant's asking to rezone this property to. RR, rural residential. We have RR zoning and RR5 zoning that surrounds the property for the most part. His intent then is to follow this with a minor subdivision, which would be located in the northeast corner of that, taking out, I think, a 9-acre parcel for his private residence. At this time, there's no other development of that ground in the works. But he would like to just rezone it similar to the surrounding area. The reason for the rezone and then the minor subdivision, when we take out that much land, we need to rezone it. The taking out that land for him to build his house and stuff on, then that way he can get the necessary loans and whatnot from the bank and not be borrowing against the whole 40. This was brought up. This was tabled and it was postponed from the last go around because we did not have the information in from the Sullivan County Soils Conservation District. They had not had time to finish their report. That report has come in and there was nothing of any significance that we didn't already know about that property, but that has been done and taken care of. Soil characteristics are everything similar as to what was in the Antelope Ridge subdivision, with the native soils and then the gravel below it, which was pretty evident at that time. So, but that has all been done. And I guess with that, the applicant's representative is here, and I would also be willing to answer any questions.
That is zoned ag right now?
It is ag right now.
Okay.
And also, a gravel operation is allowed in any zoning district within Sullivan County, so the RR zoning would not affect the gravel operation. What would be affected there is that they would take out the 9-acre parcel from the gravel operation, so that would be taken off of that permit.
Okay. There's 40 acres there?
Yes.
Total?
Yes.
And 9 will come out of that. There'll be 31 left that's gravel.
Yes.
Okay.
So the request is to make the 9 acres RR and the 31 remains agriculture?
Yeah.
No, the request is to rezone all of it.
Okay. The whole thing would have to be rezoned.
Okay.
Because we would drop below the 35 acre.
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right. And thus we'll be paying more taxes on the whole parcel.
Yes.
It won't be ag anymore. It'll be rural residential. All right. Questions?
And the recommendation?
Oh, the recommendation was from planning and zoning was to recommend approval of the rezone.
Was that unanimous?
Yes.
Commissioner Bowser.
Has the gravel pit been reclaimed then, or what's the situation there?
It's still active.
No, the gravel pit will stay active.
And it will stay as a gravel pit?
Yes, and which is allowed in any of the zoning districts within the county. The operations have been minimal over the last few years, and with Whites owning it, it'll still be very minimal. But it will at least stay active and it will get used. So.
If I could add,
We're in the process of basically transferring ownership of the operation to the DEQ and the BLM, because the BLM have the mineral rights. So we're in the process of giving them to where they can operate it through those entities right now. They're going to keep utilizing that as a gravel source.
So BLM would be the permitting agent then, or what?
BLM has the mineral rights under of that.
And gravel is considered a mineral in that case?
They have the gravel rights, yes. And it's been that way since it was first.
I can't figure out where it's at.
So does that mean they have to pay a royalty to BLM for everything that comes out of there?
Yep.
On top of the hill at Eagle Lane.
Oh, it's up on top of the hill.
A few cases like that around.
Now I know where it is. Thank you.
Burley's is right there.
Sure. Absolutely. Beautiful view. Yeah.
Okay. Anybody else have any questions? Any other questions, Chairman?
No, Mr. Chairman.
All right. I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move we approve the application as presented.
I second.
It has been moved and seconded that we approve the request for a change of zoning district boundary and request for two-lot minor subdivision for Everwhite LLC. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
John, thank you very much. The second information I have, I gave you guys all the paper here. This is, thank you, Mike.
You're welcome. Thank you, guys.
This is coming up. We've got a building application for Lot 5 of the Windsong subdivision. And with the property owner, when they started to locate where they wanted to build their house or where the best location for that house to be built was, it is actually east of the platted building envelopes that are on the plat. That is the question and why we are bringing this to you. Let me get zoomed in over here. So this is on top of the hill, the museum's right here. You go on east and then up the corner to above Stuart Thompson's house there. Let me shut this off. And with where the building envelope's set, there's actually a wet area. I believe they show up on this. There's a wet area towards the front of the lot and then off to the back. There's a high spot in the middle. And when they got to laying out where the house was to be located and stuff, they are looking at this drier spot up here on top, and it's actually about 30 feet outside of the platted building envelope.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, good.
So that was never taken into effect.
Okay.
And also on the plat, it shows an easement for the irrigation ditch running right up front here, which comes out, which everything helps induce this little wet area.
Yeah. Gotcha.
So this...
There's going to be the same issue with the next two lots, too.
Yes. Well, actually... Right? That building envelope, that one's pushed back a little bit. His next one's pushed out just a little bit more, and the other one's pushed out a little further than that.
Oh, okay.
But the applicants are Rusty and Ann Kaiser, which are here, and they have also been in contact with all of the rest of the subdivision owners up there. We've got signed and notarized copies of them accepting their plan. With a map so that we have an affidavit that everybody's in agreements up there and would approve moving the building envelopes. So with this, because it's on the plat, we would accept the affidavit and make a resolution stating such to be marked on the plat, showing that we're moving where Kaiser's could build at. Also with their proposed little site plan, they've indicated on there where they would like the house and the future shop to be located. So that would be the general area of where stuff would be built. We're not just moving the total building envelope so that in the future, if that was to be sold, you couldn't build right up against the property line back there and affect somebody else's view. It would be limited to the existing building envelopes that are on the plat and the location that, of these houses that we're approving. So.
And is that basically what building envelopes are for, is somebody else's view shed?
View shed or staying out of wetland areas, right, and stuff like that.
But that wasn't taken into consideration.
Not exactly. Not completely.
Not
anyway.
Completely.
Not completely.
Gotcha.
Okay.
All right. Questions, gentlemen?
Makes sense to build on the high ground.
It makes sense.
And everybody's, there's no problems.
The neighbors.
With
neighbors.
With the board or with the neighbors?
No. And we've got most of the signatures.
Right.
We've got over 50% of signatures.
We talked to the, we got signatures from the three existing homes there.
Yep.
We didn't talk to the farthest one that is currently in the building a home.
Doesn't have anything on.
Yeah, that's there, way there,
there's a house.
They live in Arizona, but, and
oh,
I had to contact them. The covenants requires 50% of the lot owners. And so the two below us is Stewart. And I talked to him. He called last night and said, if they need my signature, I'll come give it. But you've already got 50%, so do it.
Okay.
You know, do what you need. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you count as part of the 50%?
Oh, we wondered that because
whether put you over 50.
We're still, yeah, puts us over. So.
With you.
With us.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. No, I don't have a problem, gentlemen.
Mr. Chairman, I'll make the motion that we approve the building envelope amendment for Lot 5, Windstone Hill, North Subdivision.
Second.
As presented.
It has been moved and seconded that we approve. What are you calling this?
Building envelope amendment.
Okay. The building amendment envelope for Windsong North Subdivision, Lot 5. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
All right. Build your house.
Awesome. Thank you.
Good luck.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. Build your house on the high spot.
That cuts the stress down from the past few days.
Well, good. Enjoy
your
week.
Now you got to pay for it.
Yeah. Yeah. Now the stress
is there. Probably water standing in that low ground after yesterday.
Gentlemen, I think that is all I have for you at the present time. This week's meeting is going to be a very interesting one, it sounds like, so far. So
yes,
we'll see where we go from there.
I received a phone call.
Oh, really?
I did.
Oh.
I'm assuming we're talking about the same thing.
There's two of them. So
landing strip?
Nope.
No, we're not even talking about that one.
No, not that one's next month.
Oh, okay, that's next month. All right,
we have to spread all this out.
Yeah, well, I got a phone call.
So. Did you?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. Well,
about that.
Pass them along.
Yeah, I have a little information I can fill you in on. Okay.
All righty.
Thanks, Dennis.
Thanks, Dennis. You're welcome. Thank you very much.
Thanks for coming, folks.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Yeah. You need us to sign a plat?
Yeah.
Right. Oh.
I could.
Mac, did you see how he put this in front of me first?
I did, and I...
No.
I do want to.
We need to talk.
So go through.
Bring that down.
I'll finish first.
Me?
Yeah. Just one time before he leaves.
Sorry.
Before he leaves.
Close.
Before he leaves the king's chair.
Supposed to start with the low guy on the telephone.
Well, right, the low guy's way down
there. I'm signing last here.
The low guy's
well,
not.
Who's William Davis?
Yeah.
My mama's boy.
Thank you. of you at any time would feel the need to come in and discuss and fill me in on some of the pieces of parts that would be
I'll come visit you.
Interesting too.
Okay.
No, and I do that.
I don't get to sign it anymore.
Actually, I already got my name on that.
So, Holly, do you get to cover the health care board meeting tomorrow?
For a while. No, actually.
Joy's going to do it?
What's that?
That's probably the last spot that I'll have my name on.
I have to be in Salt Lake by 8 in the morning.
That's the hard deal.
Mark. Notarize it. Yeah, I notarized that one for Mark, so.
I think I'll read all about it.
You let him go?
No, I don't think so.
I went up with that subdivision. Ruthie and I took a drive.
Go for it, I'm good.
Up there on top.
Yeah.
Where that gravel pit is. God damn, that's a pretty view.
I don't know, Doc's had it there.
Oh, I've handed it to Doc.
Where'd you put it?
Well, I'd handed it to Doc.
There you go.
We contacted one of the board members at lunch on our way home to give them a heads up.
Oh, good.
On the chemicals.
Yeah.